Hey, it's Pastor Mike. Are you a Bible nerd like I am? Well, even if you're not, I know you're really going to love our podcast called Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker. Bruce is a friend and a colleague at Time of Grace, and he's a great teacher of the Bible. In his podcast, he uncovers the threads that run through the scriptures from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating when he will help you dig deeper than ever before into God's Word. He's going to inspire you to live with greater confidence and joy as he does. So just search for Bible Threads wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It would take one new discovery to change the world, to have an impact and probably for the worse, and also in such a way that we could hardly imagine. Do you know what that discovery might be? It would cause so many buildings and properties to be repurposed and sold, more than we've ever seen before. It would cause schools and hospitals to change the way they function and countless charities to also be repurposed or maybe even cease to exist. There would be a major reset in what people do for their job, bigger than we've ever seen before, even recently. Do you know what that discovery would be? It would be finding a dead Jesus. You see, at Easter, we celebrate the fact that our Savior was not only killed on a cross and buried in a tomb, but that he on the third day rose from the dead, and that is most certainly a verifiable fact. Yes, there is an innumerable amount of evidences that point to the fact of Easter. And although it warrants discussion to talk about those facts, those historical bases, it would be important also for us to think about not only the eternal future that Jesus' resurrection gives, but the effects that it gives to our lives even here and now. Over the next few videos, I'd like to talk to you about the effects of Easter. That the Savior who rose from the dead doesn't just give us an eternity, although he does. He aims to bless every moment, yes, meet our challenges today and whatever is coming tomorrow. And what better place to start than to zoom out and to think about the world as a whole or even our own worldview? As you look at the world around you, would you say that things are getting better and brighter, or are things looking a little bit more gloomy and dark? There's countless headlines, both locally, nationally, and even worldwide, that lead us to shake our heads and grimace. This world is filled with hatred and anger, countless things that lead us to conclude that things are not getting better and brighter. This is a very dark world, and sometimes that really affects our reality in a personal way. There was once this lady who was experiencing only darkness. It wasn't just the world around her, which was broken in her day, but it was also this darkness that was infiltrating her heart and her mind. Her name was Mary. And as she looked at the world around her, everything seemed to be gloomy, like a storm cloud that had come over the horizon and just set right over her. It affected the way that she thought, the way that she interacted with other people, and it even affected her heart and her soul. And maybe you know what that's like. Maybe you know what it's like to look at the world around you and maybe have dark thoughts. We can't always control the way that we think. It's the way that you interact with other people, or even the way that you might think about yourself. You wish you didn't have any of these dark thoughts, but they happen time and again. Or maybe for you, it's depression. It certainly has been on the rise, the number of people who experience depression. And the other thing that's been on the rise is the amount of misunderstanding surrounding it. So whatever the symptoms may be, it's hard to get going in the morning, to find purpose at your work and to find meaning and beauty in relationships, or who knows, whatever else, as it's maybe unique to you. Then there's people in your life that are close to you that have no idea, that pretend to know, and so you feel like you're on an island and it even feels worse. Or maybe it's an anxiety and fear. As you look at the world or your life, there's so much to be afraid of, with no answer in sight. And the horizons look gloomy with storm clouds. That was the case for Mary. Until one day, Jesus came into her life and called her by name. And suddenly there was a ray of hope, and there was light from the sun itself, breaking those clouds to give light that she otherwise didn't have. And she could see that this was for not only her, but for others, as he released people from the darkness of blindness, the sort of darkness from being deaf, freed people from disease and sickness, and even raised people from the dead, time after time, she could see that this wasn't just about him bringing blessings for the here and now, but also for eternity. And then something happened that changed all of that. Jesus was captured, wrongfully convicted, crucified, and as they pulled his lifeless body from the cross, they wrapped him up and put him in a tomb. Then suddenly, it was almost as if she could feel the thunder underneath her feet, the storm clouds starting to rise from the horizon, and those dark voices infiltrating her heart and mind once again. She's stuck in this gloom of depression, anxiety, maybe those things, and maybe even more. This dark world pressing down upon her, all she wanted was some closure, to go and anoint his body with spices, a practice of their day. So on that Sunday morning, she and some other women went to go find him, and the tomb was empty. The other women leave, and then there's a gardener. So she thinks. She just wants to know where he put Jesus' body. As she's grieving and crying, who knows what type of darkness is pressing down upon her, suddenly he calls her by name. Same voice that she had heard before. Mary. And she knows it's Jesus. She says, "Teacher." And there is that light that she needed. The light not only for eternity, but a life to help her in that very dark moment, right then and there. And there's one detail you really can't get around in this account. Of all the people that Jesus could have appeared to, it could have been nobility and kings. He could have ascended and appeared to thousands right there in the spot. He comes to this woman stuck in this dark moment. Why? Because there is no amount of darkness and no amount of insignificance that will ever keep the risen Lord Jesus from coming to people like Mary, people like me, and people like you. So no matter what it is it anxiety? Is it fear, depression, dark thoughts, a combination of those things, something else? The Lord Jesus rose from the dead to defeat the culmination of all of those things, that is death. And since he has the power over death, and he comes to people like Mary, then most certainly he will keep his promise to come close to you. With every word of promise, he draws near to help you in every need, no matter how dark. Yes, that benefit is for eternity, but it also is here to help you today and whatever is coming tomorrow.